Thousands of miles west of the capital, trouble is brewing over a utility bill. Back in November, Veterans Day to be exact, residents of Bullhead City, Arizona, lit a flame at the town's Memorial Park. They called it an eternal flame. The plan was to keep it constantly lit to honor the fallen. But then they got the gas bill. Joining me now to tell us about that bill is Bullhead City spokesman Steve Johnson. Welcome to the program, Steve. And how expensive was that first gas bill you got?
The bill was about $961.
That was a pretty big initial gas bill. I'm trying to picture how big this flame is. Could you describe it for us?
It's at its height, it's about 12 to 15 inches tall. I describe it as a large artichoke, and it consumes a lot. Well, obviously, it's consuming a lot of gas at $900 a month, but it's a pretty tall flame.
So what did you do after you got that bill?
Well, the first thing we did is we discussed with our veterans who had worked to install the Eternal Flame Memorial, this particular feature to this park, and tried to work out some sort of an agreement. And it was agreed that if we could keep the flame going, we would do that, but that it may require us to shut it down for a short period of time while we re-engineer or figure out what we can do to make this work. Unfortunately, we're in a budget crunch, and every penny counts.
I understand that shortly after you got this bill, the flame went out for a little bit.
It was shut off for about a day and a half, 2 days. It was shut off for a brief period of time. That's correct.
And veterans there in Bullhead City didn't take too kindly to that decision.
Actually, there were some who were very vocal against the idea of shutting it off. But we also had a lot of support from those who understood the situation and spoke up to say, okay, let's look at alternatives. How can we keep it going?
So what are some of the proposals on the table? What are you going to do with this eternal flame?
Well, it is currently relit, so it is currently going. We have options of reducing the amount of gas that it's consuming. We're looking at sponsorships. We are looking at putting together a foundation to help support this, take donations, and solicit sponsorships to help keep it going.
If you can't keep the flame constantly lit, it would seem like you might need a new name for it. Have you thought about that possibility at all?
Yeah, and that's a possibility, too. But actually, I think our first goal is to see what we can do to truly make this an eternal flame. And it may just be a matter of engineering this or re-engineering it so that we can come up with an economically feasible way of maintaining this eternally.
Steve Johnson is the public information officer in Bullhead City, Arizona. Thanks so much, Mr. Johnson.
You're very welcome. Thank you.